thank you for a nice introduction for plugging the book. It was good to be coming flying from South Carolina here for this meeting because it gave me an opportunity to fly over the land in Georgia where I was born and where my ancestors settled in that swampy, sandy territory, settled by those wonderful criminals who were sprung from prison by Oglethorpe and brought in there to settle. And as I flew over that part of the state, I couldn't help but think, and John Carton, the levity here, I couldn't help but think about the three woodpecker felons who come from South Georgia, who have been convicted of cutting trees, which form the habitat of an endangered species, the red-cockaded woodpecker. But it also reminded me of some of my kinsmen, one of whom probably showed up at a university a number of years ago seeking entrance, and as he came to the registrar's office, the lady there said, "Son, we're glad you're here. I notice you're from South Georgia. Tell me, how old are you?" 18. She said, "Fine, I know you folks from Georgia. Count on your fingers. You got trouble with numbers. How many years of stealing have you had?" 12. That's the right number. "What's your first name?" "Thomas." She said, "Well, I know you folks have a little problem, but what's with this?" He says, "Oh, you know, happy birthday to you." Fred McChesney brought his computer, and Warren Smith has his special gavel, and I have my notes. And the topic is the environment and the consumer, and my thoughts have to do with direct versus indirect consumption of the environment. And perhaps as a result of that competition between direct and indirect consumers, what might happen in the way of what might be termed a solution to some of the problems. Listen to some of the voices that we hear about the environment, which is clearly the center of an immense controversy that cuts to our basic water. From the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, the voices of 27 U.S. Nobel Prize winners, we are worried. Dawn of the century, and the emergence of an irrational ecology which is opposed to scientific and industrial progress and impedes economic and social development. From Paul Watson, founder of Greenpeace, "We the human species have become a part of the earth. In truth, the base of the earth, the crown of the earth, is not hope. There lies ahead a terrible end. Specialists call endangered species act. Under the law, endangered species may live wherever they please, from any anthropomorphic harassment or harm. Any use of the land that conflicts with their own. Endangered species are effectively given a scenery or easement on any or real property that they might require or wish to use. General rights are subservient to those of the non-human under the property. How many are there? Right now there are 1,100, most of which are insects, one of which is the Australian cockroach. When that cockroach lives in the United States, thousands of others waiting on the list. Well, we in this list, expressions of environmental outrage, it would be a veritable animal's course. We would probably fill a multi-billion dollar superfund program with joint and satisfied liability that does not